gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Today is a big day. First of all, it's Thursday. It's 1 week away from Thanksgiving. And if you like football at all, you know today is a huge matchup. The Indianapolis Colts taking on the Houston Texans prime time tonight for Thursday night football. Can I get a hell yeah? Thank you. That's what I asked for. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing, McKenzie?
I'm good. I can't believe Thanksgiving is 1 week away from today. This is so wild.
Sorry,
and then Christmas, the holidays, whatever you celebrate. I mean, it's all upon us. And New Year's, it's going to be 2020. I actually started my goals for 2020 already.
Wait, you started actually like implementing them?
I was just writing them down.
Okay.
Like,
no.
Okay, what do I want to accomplish in 2020? 2020 is going to just be an amazing year. I'm so ready for it.
I'm running for president.
Yeah, you and someone else that we're going to talk about coming up in the tea.
All right, cool. Live the Web Girl, laughing at that possibility of me being a candidate. What do you got going on, like yesterday? Like, what happened?
I'm good. I'm really getting in, like, the holiday spirit. I finally helped my boyfriend's roommate decorate a Christmas tree, like their Christmas tree. So that was really fun. And it really, really got me in the holiday spirits and just got me so excited to just be around my family and have the holidays here. Everyone's just so much happier, I feel like. From like starting from like the week of Thanksgiving just all the way until like the new year, and then everyone's like, oh gosh.
Yes.
But no, so I'm just so excited for that period of time. I'm feeling a little run down today. Our boss is sick, and I feel like everyone is just kind of like sick around us, so I'm feeling a little under the weather, but it's almost the end of the week.
Yeah, it's almost to the weekend. I'm going to travel, so I'm going to be that girl on the plane this weekend, rubbing down, spraying everything, so I don't, because, you know, you always get sick, I feel like, on
planes. You should wear one of those masks.
We actually have them here. I wore one in a meeting yesterday with our boss got mad at me, but I'm like, you know what? Everybody around the office is sick. I ain't trying to catch what everybody's got.
Just wear it and just write LVs all over it. So
yes,
it looks like it's
designer honey.
Then sell them to everybody.
Gucci.
All right, poor chap, how's your day?
Good. My friend Joe got me a McDonald's like donut chocolate sticks this morning.
Oh.
So I'm just eating them right now.
Actually, I got that yesterday, so that is part of yesterday.
Oh.
No. That kind of put a damper. Those look almost like churros that you're dipping in chocolate.
That's what
yum.
It looks like.
I mean, they're really good.
Are they warm?
Yeah, they look good.
They were warm when I bought them this morning.
Okay. I think because Joe got Pork Chop a little tree, and he knows, like, me and McKenzie probably wouldn't eat those this early in the morning.
I know you wouldn't.
I think that me and McKenzie need a little treat, maybe some Starbucks.
Sorry. And Liv sent me this awesome secret menu. I don't know if it's a secret, but like healthier options for Starbucks since we're addicted. So we're on it.
Sorry, if there's something at Starbucks for $1.50, I don't even think you can get in the door for less than that.
But you can get a we want to drink, though.
Boom. Yeah.
All right. Well, you both work as hard as pork chops, so definitely, definitely.
Porkchop is so cute. He's so happy with his little Dunkin'. I don't know what you call them. McDonald's.
They're like donut sticks.
He's getting sugar everywhere.
There's cinnamon sugar all over his keyboard. All over his
keyboard.
I know
I should have got him a bib.
If he's complaining later, like, my keyboard's not working.
You know what, though? For the box of shame, he had to do a Thanksgiving Day smoothie, which was disgusting. So, like, he really deserves this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just imagine that's turkey and gravy. And
I think he's happiest when he's eating sweets like this.
Who is it?
Truly.
Chloe Money, what do you think, girl?
Yeah, he's looking pretty happy right now.
He looks ecstatic. He looks like he's in euphoria.
Do you ever watch those videos? It's like a little hamster, and they make like a little food plate for him. Like it's on YouTube. It's so cute.
Oh, they make tiny kitchen.
Yeah, like little burritos and like little burgers. Yeah.
I feel like I need that in my life. I don't know. I've never watched that.
I will text it to you. It will change your life. I feel like that's pork chop.
What should I put in?
Just put in like tiny kitchen.
Tiny kitchen.
Uh-oh. Hamster.
Well, I haven't seen the hamster eating, but I've just heard tiny kitchen. Oh, it's already gone.
That was the last one.
It's good.
This is so cute. If you need something to waste time at work today, just put in tiny sushi and a hamster eating tiny sushi.
Oh God, we're never going to get Mackenzie back. And we have so much to do.
I'm getting a video of pork chops insane cinnamon sugar mess.
Look at that.
So good.
Engineers already hate him. Now they're going to have another reason.
They do have angst against pork chop when they ever they come in, but probably because he calls them names.
Well, he's the one that has to complain when our equipment doesn't work. So somebody's got to be the bad guy. I am, I'm not tired, but I am tired. I got like 3 hours of sleep. I stayed up to like 12:30 last night.
Oh, were you watching the Clippers and Boston Celtics game?
No, I was packing things up. The last thing I left off on was taking all the books off the bookshelf and putting them in, what are they called? Travel bags, like suitcases.
Ooh.
Just load them up. I guess my wife said that's like a little hack right there. If you want to just do things easy, throw all your books into like a suitcase because you can just wheel them around to your next place. So did that, and boy, we got like all the whole bar taken down. We sound like alcoholics.
You guys
so
are
much.
Really like TCBing, taking care of business over there. I'm proud of you.
No doubt about it. So that's just, I am tired because today is the big day. Like as soon as I'm out of work, I got to go do all of that. And then the movers come tomorrow afternoon after the show. So we're in crunch time here, baby. We got to get that stuff done so we can move in by the weekend. But other than that, that was my day.
And give yourself time once you get in your new place. Just do, I would recommend doing the kitchen and your bedroom first. Those are like your two go-to places first and just do go room by room.
I'm just going to get paper plates like that one guy we talked to. Or talked about.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have paper plates and I'm just going to get drunk. So,
perfect.
One thing I'm going to do is I realized we had like 4 or 5 bottles of liquor that only had like a shot or two left in them. So, I don't know if I'm going to make like a jungle juice out of it
or
if I'm just going to like do each shot individually. But I want to make more room on my bar. So, when you guys come over, help me stock the bar.
Yeah, I'm planning on this. I'm going to just give you things I like. So, when I come over, I know you have it.
Well, this will be awesome. Here's some water. Okay, thank you.
No, like Tito's for my blueberry martinis.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I'll get the blueberries.
Okay.
All right, cool. Mackenzie, I also like tea. What's coming up in the tea?
Yeah, you do. Grammy nominations are in. Plus, you won't believe who is going to run for president.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Hey, unless you're fasting, you're probably thinking about food. You're eating some right now. You're snacking or munching on something. Pork chop, not getting paid to say this. How was that little donut stick thing that I got you on my way into work today?
That was delicious. The chocolate, the donut sticks, the cinnamon sugar.
You're putting Liv to sleep. It's so boring.
Where were they from again? McDonald's? I'm going to have to get some more.
Yes, McDonald's.
So are these like the new fondness?
I think they've had them out, but I think this is like now they have chocolate dipping sauce. So
they looked like churros.
Yeah, they looked like straight up churros. Yum.
I mean, no. So that might be one item that you're like, okay, that's a dope breakfast item. This is kind of interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. And we want you to tell us what is your favorite Pop-Tart. Another thing, too, is what is just the best breakfast item? They are now releasing Pop-Tart is a new version of their pastry. It's going to have a pretzel crust. I don't know how to feel.
What?
Is this good
this
for you?
This is exciting.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you'd be like, ugh, gross. Yes, pretzel crust. And it's going to come in two varieties, chocolate and cinnamon sugar.
Ooh.
The new flavors will be available in stores nationwide just after the new year. So not too long to wait for that. Not like, hey, in 2025.
I'm into this.
Really?
Yeah, I always like the middle part, though. I feel like there's two types of people. Some that like the middle of the Pop-Tart and the others that just like the outer crust.
Now let's stick simply to Pop-Tarts real quick. What is the best Pop-Tart flavor in your opinion?
For sure, brown sugar maple or whatever that concoction
that
is.
That one's really good, but my favorite of all time, it forever will be the strawberry.
This will blow your mind. The top Pop-Tart most requested, Blue Razz.
Really?
Which seems shocking, right?
Maybe that's me. Maybe it's just because like we're older, Joe. So it's like we didn't grow up with that. But maybe like the new kids are like, that's their big flavor.
The
because when I was growing up, The most standard was obviously the brown sugar and the strawberry. I feel like those were like the only...
Like the OG Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, the OG Pop-Tarts. Yeah. And then they started to get all of their fudge and all that stuff. But by that point,
s'mores.
My mom stopped buying them because they were too sugary.
No more for you, Olivia.
I know.
Here's lettuce.
One time I put a Pop-Tart in the microwave for 10 minutes because I got 10 minutes and 10 seconds confused. And it was bad news.
I used to tag team Pop-Tarts with my sister because she liked the crust and I liked the inside.
Ooh,
so
nice.
It was perfect.
Okay, your sister's kind of weird. She just eats the crust?
She just likes the crust. So okay. She will love this news about the pretzel crust.
Yeah, well, okay, you mentioned it. My opinion, number one, Pop-Tart, has got to be s'mores.
You like the s'mores, okay.
Oh, my God, s'mores are the absolute best. You warm those bad boys up, you tear it apart, you're so ooey and gooey and naughty.
Those are, I will say, when you break a s'mores one up, it's like the chocolate falls right out of it to where like the strawberry one or the brown sugar one, you have to heat it up. And even still, when you break it, it's not gooey.
Ooh, but I like brown sugar.
Now,
so.
Okay, that's like, I think we're going to have our different opinions on that. But is there anything better for a breakfast kind of a snack than a Pop-Tart? Like, for example,
ooh,
toaster strudel.
Ooh.
Do you like that or you're not a fan of that?
They never give you enough icing.
True. That is a secret thing. I always ran out early because I'm like, well, I'm going to crack open another ice packet.
Right?
Or icing packet.
Ice packet.
I think I've only had like one toaster strudel in my life.
I feel like
I barely even remember it. And it was like still frozen. It takes a while to like get in the toaster. Yeah, my mom growing up was like Miss Healthy. So by the time I was growing up, like we had nothing sugary in our household. So I'd always have to go to friend's house to get my sugar fix.
Sounds horrible. I'm sorry you grew up that way.
You know what I love? I love the McDonald's hash browns.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So
yeah.
Crispy and delicious. They have no one can mimic those.
No.
So good.
I'd say that's my favorite breakfast food as far as like fast food.
Yeah.
By far, McDonald's hash brown.
I actually had one of those this morning.
You did?
Yeah, when I was swinging on by, I got that and an Egg McMuffin. I'm like, it's a long day. I'm not fasting today. I'm just eating because I'm hangry.
Honestly,
you need energy.
Like, when you're hungover, stopping by a McDonald's drive-thru to get one hash brown and a cup of water and a coffee, that'll fix you right
now. No,
up.
See, you're messing it up. You need orange juice. Right?
I don't mess with orange juice.
And then I put champagne in the orange juice.
And
then
keep going.
Yes, hair the dog.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Yeah, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And coming up next, we've got the song of the day. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Pork Chop won yesterday. Is that right with Backstreet Boys?
He did.
I've won 2 days in a row now.
Not exactly what I asked, but thanks for rubbing it in there, McKenzie Jr. No, I was kidding.
I don't think I rubbed mine in. I was in shock.
No, you were blown away.
I was just so blessed and happy.
We all were. But it's like, no, and I don't mean it's insulting. It's like, you're the person that, like, you have good songs, but you never, ever come to first place. And McKenzie won, like, a whole week in a row.
I choose good music. I really do. Like, even in my Instagram stories, people are like, you choose the best music. And where I just like to share stuff I like, and hopefully you like it, too.
Okay, well, hey, you're going to get to decide to get the best song. Today's category is Throwback Thursday. We are actually doing that after Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Houston Food Bank was forced to throw away, guys, nearly 2 million pounds of fresh food worth almost $3 million. The food had an ammonia leak after one of the fans used to cool as a refrigerator area caved into the actual unit. The tossed food was worth an estimated $2.7 million. Fresh produce that was en route to the warehouse is being stored in refrigerator trucks as repairs continue inside the facility. The food bank operates 24 hours a day and serves about 1.1 million people who are struggling with food insecurity in the Houston area. So we're going to see if there's anything that we can do to try to help out with that and get the latest information. But that's just insane. First of all, how much was like destroyed, but how many people need help, just food assistance. So makes you think about that, especially around the holiday season. How can you help? How can you give? What can you do? And Live the Web Girl, doesn't your mom do something with like a food pantry or food bank?
Yeah, my mom opened up a soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen,
back
okay.
Where we're from, yeah. So we'll probably head into there over the holidays to help out and work and give her a hand. But yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a good thing that she does there. I like that. The TSA, what do you guys think they say about like you bringing your turkey with you maybe on the plane?
I don't. Would you? You probably have to obviously send it through the scanner thing.
Are we talking like dead raw, or are we talking like alive in a cage,
cooked. Like prepared and
it's
ready?
It's prepared. Not still goblin.
Okay, well, I wasn't well, no, sure. But
like, he's my support turkey. I need him.
But we didn't know if it was like in a cooler on ice, like right. from the
no,
grocery
it's,
store.
I feel like you cooked this bad boy. You might even have stuffed it.
Oh, okay, so it's
Ew.
Ready to rock.
I just am yeah. like, why would you even want it to be on a stuffy plane? Like, I feel like that's not even healthy to eat.
I've always wanted to bring food. So when I lived in Portland, Voodoo Donuts is extremely famous. And I wanted to always, when I came home to Indiana, I wanted to bring donuts all the time. But I just didn't feel comfortable bringing food. I just thought it would get icks, like
yeah,
germs along
exactly
the way.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Oh, I got no problem bringing food. Bring the icks. I'll take it. Well, the TSA is allowing passengers to pack a cooked turkey in their carry-on luggage. On the TSA's website, it says passengers can also pack stuffing, side dishes, and desserts in their carry-on bags. All items still need to follow all rules in packing liquids and suitcases. So
that's crazy. Could you imagine having a turkey just on the plane? That would smell good.
It's a great day to travel, honestly, if you travel on Thanksgiving Day. Wednesday is the craziest, but my parents would fly out to the West Coast to see me, and they were like, it was a breeze.
I just think it'd be so cool if you're like, oh, look, Liv brought her turkey. All right, another warning going out. Kohl's is warning of a fake coupon that is circulating online. The coupon.
I think I got one.
Are you serious?
I just got one.
It claims that Kohl's is offering customers $100 for their 57th anniversary. The chain confirmed in a tweet and to multiple media outlets the coupon is fake and not from the company. So, I mean, worst case, you're going to go there and they're like, sorry, you got to pay for this all.
Yeah, I feel like they would benefit from this hoax, kind of, just because it's drawing people in to go to Kohl's.
I know. Now I want to start a hoax. What can we do to make money?
Oh, we should make like a Joe and Mackenzie like coupon, just like stir people up, you know, just to make headlines. Headlines.
Yeah,
there's
like
no such thing as a bad headline.
To save money on listening to the show.
Yeah, like all press is good press or something, and we'll just do a huge scam.
This actually happened when I worked at Applebee's. Like, there was a huge thing going around about buy like five wings, get five free, and that was not from us. And oh man, we were jam packed.
Did you have to
so
honor
busy.
It?
No, of course not. It was a hoax. Oh.
And so were people really upset?
Yeah, but
them?
Once we told them, like, sorry, it's a hoax, not from us. Like, you know, you can't be upset. But it gave us great business.
Meanwhile.
Yeah, he's going to say these benefits.
Yeah, it's not from them. I bet they planted
sure. I think Buffalo Wild Wings did it. How dare they? Okay, Uber will apparently start recording audio during rides in the U.S. for safety reasons.
Good. I think this is excellent.
No, because I already spill the beans too much to Uber drivers and tell them things I don't want them to know when I drink.
Like what?
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, oh, so you work on Joe Mackenzie. What do you think about Mackenzie? What do you think about
like,
Liv?
Amazing.
What do
Such
you think
a
about
babe
Pork Chop?
Across from me.
I'm like, well, sometimes I want to throw a punch at him. No, but I do. I don't know. Like, I understand the safety feature of it, and that's why they're doing it, because they've had so many issues in the past couple of years with passengers alleging sexual assault, and I want riders to be safe. But I guess me, I'm not worried about my safety. I'm worried about all the dumb things that'll be permanently recorded.
I have poured my heart out to Uber drivers on my way home from bars and parties for the past, like, 5 years.
That's so. I don't really do Uber drivers like bonding, but if I have a driver that I'm driving a significant way, shout out to Dean, who was my driver. Like, we drove like an hour and a half together. Yeah, he knows like my whole life story.
Exactly. See, I just pour my heart out, especially when I'm drunk and like I'm leaving the bar because Zach is flirting with another girl and I'm really upset about it. I'll just pour my heart out. And then my Uber driver's always like, you deserve so much better.
It's like taxicab confessions.
Exactly.
And a final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. This video is funny because it's not happening to me. There's a mail carrier. His name's Jeff, and he's been countering a problem for over a month now. A wild turkey, it follows him from box to box as he drives his mail route. The turkey stops when the driver stops, runs alongside him as he drives to the next mailbox. Here's a lady not helping him, just laughing at the situation.
Okay, seriously, this turkey has been stalking the mail truck throughout the entire neighborhood. Oh my god. And there he goes. There it goes.
Meanwhile, the guy's like, help!
Oh, my God.
Help!
So
turkey over there. Just,
that's so cute.
It's reign of turkey terror.
Aww.
It's
oh,
like a
no.
little doggy.
No!
Joe!
What do you think happens to turkeys?
I know, but I don't like do you think to they think just about like, that.
Do you think turkeys magically at midnight just turn into like a stuffed turkey?
No, but I try not to think about it, okay?
We like to think that.
It's Thanksgiving Eve. Poof! There goes the turkey. What happened to it? That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online. Head on over to joemckenzie.com. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Me.
I'm going to lose again. Woo!
Love it. All right, three to go then. Hey, it's coming up next after Lizzo. Song of the Day. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and Song of the Day is where you vote with your phone. You get one text, so you got to make it count. There's no redos. Once you submit it, you submit it by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Today is a Thursday, so the category is Throwback Thursday. Let's kick it off with Live the Web Girl. What song do you think best represents a good Throwback Thursday?
Ooh, okay, so I picked this song, and I just heard it on someone's Instagram video, actually, Ricky Thompson. If you follow him, he's like a social media famous. I love him. But I heard it in one of his Instagram videos recently, and it's so good. Such throwback. I totally forgot about this song. And it's, wait, hold on.
You pick songs and you never know. I need you to tell me the artist and the song name.
I know it's by Janet Jackson. It's All For You. All For You.
Really passionate about today's pick, everyone. Yeah, that's Janet Jackson, You For All. I love that song.
It's so good.
Of course it is. I can tell the passion.
When I was little, my sisters used to listen to it, and we would play it on one of my sister's boom boxes and like or one of their like speaker things, and we would all dance to it when I was little, me and all my sisters.
It's okay, Liv, you don't have to convince me. You got to get the, convince the people that
I'm
are going to
vote. I'm already getting last place. It's fine, but okay. I just like it.
There we go.
It makes me happy.
Okay, for me, I went with a Throwback Thursday, and this makes me happy, and this song is just like dope vibe. I'm talking about from ATL, Georgia. Talking about Outkast with Rosa Parks. Well, that's gonna bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say, some of the best lyricists out there have to be Big Boy and Andre 3000. So I love me some Outkast. Definitely vibe into that today for Throwback Thursday. Pork Chop, what about you?
My song, my mom wouldn't probably let me listen to it as a kid, even the clean version. So I've got the clean version. It's a great song. It's the band with Eminem and D12. So I picked Purple Hills.
Oh, are we allowed to play that?
Yeah, Purple Hills, not Purple Pills.
Okay, let's see what it sounds like. I've been so many places. I've seen so many faces. But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. I climbed the highest mountain. Once or twice, but who's counting? But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. Cool, calm, just like my mom with a couple of inside. I like
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
I forget what they say in the clean version. It's like so stupid.
They should make a kids' bops version of that.
That'd be hilarious.
Cool, calm, just like my mom before she cleans
the house. Oh, he said a couple of lawsuits inside her palms.
I would love to see a kids' bop that is just like redoing like Schoolboy Q songs, Eminem songs, ASAP Rocky songs.
They like redo Taylor Swift songs, which are fine.
I know.
Like, it's hilarious.
Taylor Swift is already kids' bop.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, she said lover. We have to say person I'm romantically interested in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, honey. Well, I chose a song. Okay, if you've ever been busted, like straight up caught red-handed, and you cannot think of an excuse, and just in the moment you have to say something naturally, you would just be like, it wasn't me, Shaggy. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off. It's a whole vibe. Vote for Shaggy.
That's good.
Shaggy's the man.
I love Shaggy, but I've never understood any of his lyrics. But that is a bop. That's a good song. If Mackenzie wins today, I won't even be that Yay! Butthurt about it. So let's recap so you know what to vote for, and I can remind Liv again. The category is a Throwback Thursday, and the songs are All For You by Janet Jackson. That's what Liv went with. Myself, Joe, I went with Rosa Parks by Outkast. Porkchop went with Purple Hills by D12. That's the band along with Eminem in there. And Mackenzie, she went with It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Okay, who is going to win? We'll find out after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita. So get your vote on right now. Text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song to 52140.
I forgot to vote for myself again.
Then vote. But don't say that out loud. Oh, the mic's wrong. Oops. I'm kidding. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. It's hard. Like, Porkchop, you need to remind us, like, all morning, like, 3 minutes to vote, 2 minutes to vote, 1 minute to vote.
Got it.
Thank you. And by the way, can we get an I voted sticker? Because I would love to have one of those, so I can just wherever you're like, you voted? I didn't know. Like, oh, yeah, Song of the Day happened.
That'd be so funny.
That's what we can give out as, like, a Joe and Mackenzie prize. We can get, like, I voted on the Song of the Day.
Hey, and shout out to Emily, one of our amazing listeners. She votes every single morning, and she calls in also to let us know who she's voting for.
Yeah, well, I'm not shouting her out. She didn't vote for me today.
She voted for me today. Love
she
you.
Suck it up, Joe. She only votes for either you or Mackenzie.
That's true, but you and Port Job usually have trash. So.
She's voted for me
she
before.
She got a makeover with me at Macy's, so we bonded. She's gorgeous.
Oh, no wonder. See, Mackenzie gives favor. She makes people over. I have nothing to give except for love. Let's recap. The category on a Thursday is usually Throwback Thursday, and that's what we went with. Liv the Web Girl went with a good one by Janet Jackson called All For You. Then we had myself, Joe. I went with Outkast because I just love the vibe of this song, and I think it's a good song to get you through the day. It's Rosa Parks by them. Do you want to bump, 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 bump? Then Porkchop, which a song, I'll say it now that the voting is closed, I hope we play. Because I really love, maybe it's because I'm from Michigan. Like, I love Eminem, I love D12, but I really like this song. The edited version is still pretty crazy. It's called Purple Hills. You can probably figure out what they're talking about. It's by D12.
I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills.
Okay, and Mackenzie, you went with a very good song.
Yes.
Have you ever found yourself in this position before?
Yeah, when you're busted, you're guilty, and you're just like, oh, yeah, it wasn't me.
By Shaggy.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with a girl next door.
Okay, Porkchop has got Rosie with him doing their thing, and I think the results might be ready. I'm going to turn it over to them.
Yeah, the results are definitely ready. My goodness, I've never seen this before. Wow. Okay.
Is there a problem?
There is a dead tie for last place between Joe and Liv.
Woo! Joe, welcome to the bottom, baby. How does it feel?
I've always been on top, but I guess I'm on the bottom.
13% of the vote.
So we split that?
No, like 13% of the vote for you, Joe. 13%
honestly,
of the...
Honestly, that's not the lowest I've ever gotten. So.
Yeah, me neither, so I'll
that's
take it as...
That's a win for me.
It's kind of a win-lose, yeah.
Second place and first place are separated by a lot. Second place with only 18% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop. Mackenzie won with 55% of the vote.
Yes, honey! Thank you!
Wow.
Shaggy! I feel like just a vibe. It's a fun throwback.
Wow.
That means I am the new reign of the losing spot.
Dang.
All
Liv.
Time loss.
Thank you for everybody who voted. You rock. Love you. Let's enjoy some Shaggy.
Here's Mackenzie.
I like it.
Song of the day, that is It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
It wasn't me, and I'm sorry you're going to have that stuck in your head all day long now, but it's such a good one.
I've got a standings update. Porkchop in first place with 26 wins. Joe in second place with 20 wins. Mackenzie right behind him with 19 wins. Liv in last place with 18 wins. Oh, yeah, intern Chloe has 2 wins.
All right.
Woo!
Well, at least ahead of Chloe, I guess. I got something to be thankful for.
That's what he's going to say. It's going to be like the Thanksgiving holiday, and everyone's like, go around, say what you're thankful for.
Like, I'm thankful.
I'm so thankful that I'm ahead of our intern, Chloe.
All right, think about this and be honest. Would you stay here? It's only $1 a night. It's a hotel. $1 a night. Would you stay there?
This instantly gives me anxiety and nightmares of, like, bed bugs.
No,
and
it's
a
actually
place that's dirty.
To me, it's not fancy, but it looks clean. I mean, there is a catch, I guess. For $1 a night, the catch is that you pay the normal rate, or you can pay $1 per night to stay in the room. It's room number 8, and you have to agree for $1, the special price, to have your entire stay live streamed.
Oh, hell no.
Why not? For
absolutely
one night for $1?
Not.
What are you so afraid to show people?
I don't want creepers stalking me. That's so weird. Plus, someone should pay me if they want me to do that, not me pay them $1.
I'm saying, let's say it's $300 a night for the room, but if you live stream it, it's only $1.
Do you know what kind of whack jobs are just sitting there watching you? No way.
Well, you're already giving it away for free. Have you seen Instagram? People are on there liking photos, seeing stories.
No,
I mean, if people
not
want to see you, they're going to see
I mean, is it cameras everywhere? Where are you going to change to, like, go to bed and stuff?
There are some limitations. Guests are permitted to turn the lights off, and the bathroom area is out of camera,
okay,
camera
okay,
range.
Okay, now that you say that, because, like, I would not want to, like, go and people watch me. I feel like it's so weird.
I mean, I would do this, and I would agree. Like, I don't want people to see me go to the bathroom necessarily. That'd be kind of wonky. But I think for $1 a night, that sounds like a great deal. What, Liv, you're not going to do it?
This sounds like the next Murder Monday.
It does.
It does. I'm not here for it. For only $1, absolutely not. You will not catch me doing this.
Would you let Lindsay do this, your wife?
Yes. It's $1.
Ugh.
It's, guys, let me, hold on. Thing work. It's $1 if you do the live stream. You don't have to be naked on the thing. Like you can go in the bathroom and change. Nobody's going to see you go to the bathroom. Nobody's going to see you shower. They're just going to, like, watch you sitting around.
That's so bizarre.
Am I the only one, 833-563-2539, that realizes this is an amazing opportunity?
Who is offering this? What's the scoop?
It's just a hotel in Japan. I don't know their exact name, but you could pay the normal rate, or if you do the live stream, they have one room, and I guess it's room number 8, they'll do it for $1 per night, which, by the way, you know they probably have cameras hidden in other places, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Besides room number 8.
The only way I would ever consider this, now that you said bathrooms off limits and you can turn off the lights, is like if it was like one of those huts in Tahiti or like a destination that's cost thousands. It's not like $250 room for a hotel. I'm talking like if you got an all expense paid somewhere.
833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who's this?
It's DJ.
Would you do this or no?
Joe, I expected this from Putchop, not you, man.
Right?
No, I'm a very frugal guy. But are you saying this is a bad thing? Why would you not do it?
I mean, it's just an invade of privacy, you know. I got some stuff I don't want people to see. They got to pay me to see it.
Exactly.
See, you and Mackenzie are making this into something it's not.
No,
it's
he
not
and
a,
I know how to make money, and we're business-minded. You don't pay someone to do this.
What are you doing on a webcam, Mackenzie? I need to know.
I've never been on a webcam.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Pork Chop, you were just out of the room. Maybe you were setting up the cameras, but I was asking the ladies, and they are definitely not into saving money. Apparently, they have an abundant source of it. But there's a hotel in Japan. If you go there, they give you two options. You can pay the regular rate for a hotel, so I assume it's like anywhere from, you know, $80 to $300, whatever hotel room costs per night. Or they have one room where you can stay for just $1 a night.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you guys also, maybe it's different with dudes. I don't know. Although the caller that just called, he was not into it.
Now, the catch, though, Porchop, for $1 is that the room is live streamed.
Oh.
So, I mean, the only thing is, like, you know, they'll be able to see you on camera, except for in the bathroom. The bathroom is not in camera range. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I've got nothing to hide.
Exactly. I asked Mackenzie. She's like, I don't give that out for free.
Actually, they'll end up paying me because I'll be giving them entertainment.
Like, you should get paid if you're going to do something like that.
Now, they will want to pay me. They'll be like, yeah, our audience is growing. Keep entertaining them. I'll dance and, you know, do a little show.
Dance, monkey, dance.
He's like, that's right. Now flush the toilet. Wait, I thought there wasn't a camera in here. This is really, really awkward. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, the divorce is finally finalized, and he wants you to know he is not dead.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it's time to spill the tea. Kicking things off with SNL. J-Lo, Scarlett Johansson, and Eddie Murphy set to host SNL in December. This is going to be so exciting. Yes, honey. J-Lo will host December 7th. That's going to be really fun. And then ScarJo.
Ooh.
Is going to host on December 14th with Niall Horan, so that's going to be really fun. I think they're really bringing it out this year. I'm excited. And then Eddie Murphy returning to SNL to host for the first time since 1984.
That is a long time.
Right, and he'll be along with Lizzo, which will be huge, December 21st. So make sure and tune in for that. This is interesting. Dog the Bounty Hunter wants you to know he is not dead.
I met Beth. I posted her bond for stealing a lemon. She walked into the office, and I said to myself, oh, yes, she will be mine.
Aw, that was him. He was speaking of his beautiful ex, you know, his he's a widow now. His wife, Beth, passed away.
Yeah, she had a lemon, but she really had some melons. Sorry, yeah. As the dog said.
They were like a perfect couple, but he took a photo of himself on social media saying, I am alive. There was this death hoax story going around that he had passed away too, but he wants you to know he's still alive and kicking. Moving things on to Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum. They have finalized their divorce.
You never really know how strong you are until you are forced to learn it, you know? So I would say in general, overall, the last couple years really just showed me how strong I am as a woman, as a person. You never know how strong you are and what you can get through and get past. And that way I'm super grateful because that was a really nice discovery about myself that I was a lot stronger than I ever thought.
Aw, that's wonderful to hear. The couple announced their split back in April of 2018, and so it's finalized this week, which is a good thing because she's moved on to Steve Kazee, and she's pregnant, expecting his baby, her boyfriend's, and then Channing Tatum is now dating singer Jessie J, who ironically looks just like Jenna Dewan, so he definitely has a type.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's something in common.
I have a type. His name is Zac Efron.
What's up, guys? Welcome to gym time. My whole life I've been training. One of the best things I think you can do is take a step back and learn from people that do it better than you and do it different than you.
Oh, yes, honey. He has a new series. It's called Killing Zac Efron. Get this. It's an adventure series, and it's set to venture deep in the jungle, remote island. And basically, it'll follow him off the grid for 21 days with nothing but basic gear and a guide partner. I am really into this. I'm going to watch it. April 6th, 2020. It is slated to premiere.
All right. Thank you very much, McKenzie, with the tea this morning here on Joe and McKenzie. All right. We have something coming up called group therapy. We're going to tell you about it in just 2.5 minutes after Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. I hope you can hang out and not go anywhere because you are going to be thoroughly entertained. And also, I want to throw it out there. There's no need to call the cops, but I am going to verbally beat down Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio Now in about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Lenny, I haven't heard from you all morning, so I don't know if you're afraid or what's going on, but I look forward to taking you on later with our football freestyle.
Yes. So the Indianapolis Colts are taking on the Texans. The big game, the battle. So there's going to be a little trash talking in the form of rap. It's our football freestyle.
That's right. Lenny Bree is selected to defend Houston, Texas. And I have been chosen to defend Indianapolis, Indiana with the Colts. That's all coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. Group therapy, we do it every Thursday around this time here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We try to help people just like yourself out with things that are going on. If you want to be part of group therapy, all you got to do is call us at 833-563-2539 or slide into our DMs on Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. This morning we have Michael on. Hey, Michael, why don't you kind of tell us what's going on and share your story for group therapy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm calling in today because this is it's pretty personal and pretty rough for me. I'm desperate right now, and I don't really know what to do. I guess first thing I want to say, and I think most important, is that I love my wife. Like, we got married young. You know, I'm mid-30s, and I've got two teenage boys. So I'm talking really young. And we're like a good team. We do life together well. But we have not been intimate in 2 years.
Two years.
First of all, this is very brave to be so transparent. So I applaud that. So go on.
Thanks.
What's been going on?
I legit cannot remember the last time that we did. You know, I can't even think about it because it's been so long. You know, and then the thing is, I try and put myself out there. I try and start intimacy. I try and make moves, keep it fresh. But she's just, she's not having it. And I mean, it's even gotten to the point where she sleeps upstairs and I sleep downstairs now. Like, we're not even in the same room. We're not even on the same floor.
Michael, you would be shocked to hear, like, this is so common. It's way more common than you would think. Like, I personally know several couples that are going through this exact thing right now.
Yeah, that's good to hear, to be honest. I kind of thought I was the only one. you know, and I try everything. I've tried, like, we go out, we get a little drunk, try and have a fun night, and it's just nothing is working. I put on the music, put on the mood music, light some candles. You know, I don't know if she thinks I'm like ugly to her now or not attractive.
And I'm not judging, I'm just asking, have you gained a bunch of weight? Has your appearance changed?
No, honestly. I mean, maybe like, you know, a little bit more dad bod than I used to be, if I'm being honest, but nothing drastic. And neither has she. I mean, you know, we both take care of ourselves and look fine. And
So what does she say? Like, when you attempt it, is she just like, no? Or what's the vibe? What's the mood?
It's never, you know, I'm glad it's never like rude. It's never like yelling at me or anything, but it's always sort of always an excuse. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like, I'm tired. Not tonight. Just not feeling it. You know,
wow.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, for 2 years now. You know, just
not even not even for your birthday or like an anniversary or Christmas. No, I mean like those.
Yeah.
I mean, even couples that aren't as intimate as they usually do. Like, something's got to spark. Like, okay, today's the day we're gonna, you know, get physical.
Well, you know, on those days, actually, that's when it's the most kind of harsh, because I think she probably feels a little more pressure because of exactly what you're saying. Like, you know, I mean, there's even a song like, what, birthday sex, right? Like, you know, I think in those moments she does feel a bit of pressure, but and just really is like, no, I just don't, you know, no. It's never like, I don't want to either. I don't ever really hear, I don't want to. It's just like a flat out no.
I feel and like when you get in that rut, kind of you lose that intimacy in your relationship, it's hard to get that back, because then it becomes like you're kind of used to, you're just like,
you have to start from scratch.
I don't really want it anymore.
I feel like for Michael, instead of that song like birthday sex, he's kind of like abstinence.
So have you guys tried therapy? Have you tried anything?
That's the thing. We've, in the last like year or so, we've been doing therapy. And we've done therapy, we've done a lot of like kind of talk it out sessions with the therapist. But I mean, I am truly in like a sexless marriage right now. And it's like he said, I feel pretty trapped.
Yeah.
Is sex just permanently a thing of the past for me now? You know, I don't want this to be my life now.
Hey, Michael, totally understandable. Can you hang on? Because we're getting some calls. I'd like to try to get you some help today for group therapy.
I'm telling you, dude, you are not alone. This is way more common than you think.
833-563-2539. You heard Michael's story if you're just tuning in. Past 2 years of his marriage, him and his wife have not been intimate. Like, they haven't done anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, wow, 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 pow, chicka, wow. That's a lot. When you don't have that side of a relationship, like, what do you do? Any advice? Maybe you've went through this. Maybe you currently are. We'd really appreciate you calling in at 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're doing group therapy today, and we have Michael on, who definitely has shared a lot about his personal life, and hopefully you can help him out. Michael, for I believe you said the past 2 years, you and your wife have not been physically intimate.
Yeah, that's right. Probably a little bit more than 2 years.
And that's really rough. I mean, but you're not the only one. This happens a lot. Our phone lines, literally every single line is lit up, so we're going to get you some help.
Okay, let's go to the phone and say hi to Lauren, listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Lauren, what do you want to say? You're also talking to Michael for group therapy.
Hey, so Michael, I just want to tell you, me and my husband are going through the same thing. We've gone through it actually several times throughout our marriage. First of all, I want to say kids has a lot to do with it once you have kids. I know your kids are teenagers, but also the other thing is that we notice when you're trying, and that kind of is a turnoff to us. And I know you said you try to go out to, like, nice dinners and take her out and stuff just to try to get her in the mood, but we know that, and then it makes it feel awkward. And so, one, we can't enjoy ourselves, but two, we also feel like there's pressure on us if, you know, if we do go out and have fun, then you're going to want something in return. And so, personally, it becomes awkward. And then when it's awkward, it's not, to us, it's not attractive, and it's not something that, you know, we necessarily want to do.
But I guess, Lauren, as, like, a wife or a husband, like, that's not really something, like, you're begging to ask for. Like, when you're in a marriage, that's part of being married, is to be intimate. Not, am I wrong?
No, it definitely is. But I know a lot of times, too, I know, Joe, you don't have kids, so once we have kids as women, like, something kind of changes in us, and it's just, we're a mother, and two, we're always needed by somebody. We just want our own space sometimes to do our own thing. And when constantly, like, when a husband is trying to, you know, be intimate or things like that, it just honestly feels like somebody else that needs us.
Were you able to get over the hump? Like, were you guys, did you reconnect that way?
Well, we have a six-year-old, and it was like that for a long time after we had her, and then it kind of changed, and then now we just had a baby 5 months ago, so aww. I feel like we're in the same situation again.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
goes
hey,
in waves.
Lauren, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Teresa this morning. Hey, Teresa. Thanks for calling in to Joe McKenzie. What you want to say?
Good morning, everybody. My husband and I are also going through the same thing, and I just want him to know it's the reverse situation for me. My husband doesn't have the drive any longer. We're both in our late 40s. Our bodies have changed. It's not that we're not attracted to each other. It's just things change, just like the lady previous said. We make do with what we have, and I don't want that to sound like a bad thing. We love each other immensely. We're intimate in different ways. We just don't have that drive anymore, but we're in it for the long haul. Just know that it's normal, and he's doing the right thing by going to counseling. But the lady previous said to, you know, give her some space. I've had it happen in a previous marriage, but it's not that we don't want to. It's just it might be something internally for her, like it is for my husband. You know, sure. Things change.
Okay, well, yeah. Hey, that's a good point this morning. Thank you, Teresa, for calling us here on Joe McKenzie.
It is hard because the guy wants it, but does the guy really want it from her if she's like, if she feels like it's all, but like she has to do it because he wants it and she doesn't really, she's not all there? Like,
I would take it, but yeah, I don't want to feel like guilty.
You don't want to feel like Lindsay's like, oh, I just got to get this over with. I mean, who
well,
wants that?
Well, that happens a lot, too. No, I'm just kidding. No, you get a good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Anonymous this morning, listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Anonymous, are you going through this too, kind of like Michael?
Yes, for sure. And I agree with the other callers. With kids, it's hard. But from what I've just learned recently, I just had all my labs checked because on my end, I'm struggling to have that drive.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe hormones were messed up, but everything was normal. And from talking to doctors, I'm learning that it's more just like a mental thing for a woman and a physical thing for a man. So where they need like the physical touch, we as women need, like, the mental.
Yes,
so
that makes perfect
it's not,
sense.
Yeah, so it's not really them. It's more we need to see the men. We get turned on by seeing our husband do dishes or laundry or
oh,
helping
stop.
With the kids.
Yes. Put it in the dishwasher.
Hold
put
that
it in the
laundry,
dishwasher.
Baby.
I love that. No, Anonymous, that's a great point. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. I kind of sometimes wish I love my wife, and I'm just being totally honest, that she hit it on the head with that. Like, if I, like mentally stimulate my wife, like the physical part, like it's even better and hotter. But if I'm not like doing the other stuff, she don't want none.
Right.
But if I do that, then she's like, ooh, Joe.
Yes. Like if you're charming and you're funny and you're helping around the house, I mean, that really does it for
most ladies. All right, let's do another anonymous really quick here. Hey, good morning, Anonymous in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you want to say for group therapy?
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that, like, I think she needs to go to the doctor and maybe get her a libido check and just make sure that everything is okay. But if she's not willing to do any of that, I think possibly she could be maybe having an affair. I think 2 years is a long time. Like, my husband and I, we've been married for over 16 years. We have 5 children. So I understand what the past callers are saying about, like, mothers are tired, our bodies change, and that's absolutely true. And I think ruts are normal, like a month or two, 3-4 months, but 2 years is excessive. And if she's not willing to get something checked out to see what's going on, I feel like that's really unfair for him to be in a relationship like that.
Yeah, Anonymous, that is an interesting take, Michael, not to make you think about it, but do you think your wife might have strayed?
I hate thinking about it. I guess I've tried to never really put that in my mind or think that it's a possibility, but I don't know. You know, I guess with the kids and the family, I just thought there's like no way that that would be a problem.
And it probably isn't. Like, to be honest, I don't think that's the case. I just think she needs to get back into it. She probably needs to rediscover her own sexuality to get that flow coming back and then come back to you, because she's probably just turned it off. And it's like anything, the more you exercise, the more you actually want to exercise because you get that high, that feeling. It's just the same thing. But if you've lost it, you're like, yeah. So I feel like she just kind of needs to start that momentum going.
One recommendation, if you haven't checked it out, Michael, I think we've all read it, but also a listener said is The 5 Love Languages, a good book. And somebody else recommended, for, as Mackenzie said, to get her sexuality back or her stuff like that, go to a strip go to a strip club.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I'm just throwing ideas out there. Michael, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you being so vulnerable. And obviously, your struggle, you're not alone, because a lot of people calling in, men and women today listening everywhere in Indy and in Houston, are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. And maybe, you know what? This should be the day where you go home, have a couple of brews, and you get intimate. Restore the magic. Tonight, Lindsay, I'm coming for that butt.
Whoa.
I'm coming.
Oh, why would you say that?
Well, I didn't want to like say the donkey word.
Oh, my gosh.
Not literally. Like, I'm not. Let me hit this button.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I give up. All right, hey.
I'm coming for that butt. That's very romantic, Joe.
Well, I like that booty. She's got a juicy booty. Hey, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, are you there, or like, did you just go home?
Here we go, here we go, here we go now.
Yeah, Lenny Bree, what up?
Give me that high porn, baby.
I'll give you another one. All right, what you're going to be hearing, though, after I defeat you in a football freestyle is...
Listen, Joe, no matter what, no hard feelings, okay?
Oh, he's just trying to let you down easy.
All right, coming up next, Lenny Bree is going to be representing Houston, Texas, and the Texans. I'm going to be representing Indianapolis, Indiana, and the Colts. Who will win the football freestyle? You decide. Give us a call now so you can be on the panel to vote. 833-563-2539. You got to represent for Indy and Houston right now. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, I still need you to help out right now. We got only one judge on the phone. We need a couple more. I need a couple of people from Indianapolis, Indiana, if you listen on Radio Now 100.9. And I need a couple of people to call in if you're listening in Houston, Texas this morning on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Because tonight is a big night. If you don't know, you're about to know. The Colts taking on the Texans. Prime time, baby. Thursday night football. The Colts won earlier in the season when they were in Indy, but there's obviously a rivalry here. It's the AFC South, a very good division between these two here, and both are in the top. The Colts and the Texans are tied, I believe, at 6-4, but technically the Colts are on top because they beat the Texans. So today's, or tonight's game, I should say, means a lot. And it's awkward for us being on in two places.
it's like our two children.
Like, I love Houston sports teams, and I love Indianapolis sports teams. But today, we got Lenny Bree, our technical producer, who runs the show for us in Houston. And you're going to be representing the Texans. How you feeling about that?
Man, I'm ready. I'm confident, and I'm ready to smash Indianapolis.
Whoa! Okay. Joe, we're not having any of that.
No. Like, listen. listen, like, I like Houston, but as they say cheesily in the movie, we have a problem because I am going to slay Lenny Bree with a football freestyle.
Yeah!
And we can pretty much do whatever we want. I want to throw that out there. Obviously, no swearing, Lenny. We are on the radio.
Right.
Unfortunately, I have to warn people on the show that we can't do that. By the way, you want to talk about representing? We have no Houston callers right now calling in to be judges.
Houston, where you at? Come on. I need your support right now.
They will after they hear Lenny. No,
exactly. That's right.
833. Here, let's get two Houston judges. 833-563-2539. If you're listening in Houston, I know you do. We had calls just a second ago for group therapy.
Now, no pressure, fellas, but whoever wins, perhaps, this football freestyle may predict the winner of the game tonight.
Yeah, ooh.
Big.
Whoever wins tonight, you should put money on that team and then blame Joe and Lenny if that team doesn't win and you lose money.
I do not encourage any betting of any kind. I think that's a terrible idea. I'm going to wait like 10 more seconds and then I'm going to have the battle begin. I'm trying to help you out here, Lenny. I'm trying to get a judge on for Houston. I think this is not going to go well for you, my friend. I think people are so afraid to have to defend Houston because you're going to be representing them on the mic.
Oh, that's ridiculous, man. This whole station is about to be on fire.
Oh! So, is this correct? Both records are 6-4.
Yeah. Yes.
6-4. Wow, even Steven.
Yeah. Who?
Oh, there's somebody calling me right now.
833-563-2539. We will line up the Houston people, but Lenny Bree, are you ready to compete?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. I want to test it out. Don't start rapping yet, but why don't you play your beat for me real quick? I want to make sure I got you. I want to hear it. So let's hear your beat. Okay.
You hear that?
Yeah. And you're going to be adjusting your beat because you're playing that. So hopefully you're ready to roll.
I'm ready to rock.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the football freestyle?
Yeah, baby. Let's do this.
You got 1 minute, Lenny Bree. Let's hear what you got. Go, buddy.
Like I said, Joe, no hard feelings, brother. Yeah. Hold on. Yo. My city is on fire, but the Texans made it cold. And the Colts make y'all yawn, that's why y'all need a cup of Joe. He's thinking that he's cold, loves his Walmart clothes. But he really missed the target, just like Brissett in his throws. Call yourselves the Colts, but really you're just mares. Y'all got as many rings as Joe's got hair. Lenny, you're a savage, why'd you have to take it there? Cause just like tomorrow's game, this battle just isn't fair. I come from the land of elbows and foes. If I told you I got candy paint, you probably wouldn't know. Honestly, I might be surprised if the Colts don't choke. Cause the way that Houston, Texas is bringing in all the smoke.
Whoa!
Listen, there was an issue in the middle of that ball, like half second delay, but it still was fire. Oh,
literally
okay.
Fire, baby.
Okay, okay.
You still sounded great.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Lenny, are you ready for me to verbally beat you down but still be friends afterwards? Just give me a simple yes.
I don't think you got what it takes.
I'm okay. So excited for this. Joe has been
practicing. I want to say this. I love Indianapolis, Indiana. I love being on the air here on Radio Now 100.9, and we've been celebrating a year on the air in Houston, Texas on 92.1 Radio Now, and we appreciate all the love and support on social media. We love the interactions that you give, and I love that you tell your friends. What I'm about to say is purely for entertainment purposes.
It's disclaimer.
No, because I got love for Houston. I really do. I really love it.
Yeah.
I'd like to come on by and do another visit. That'd be cool. We just got to fly down there. Now listen, that being said, I am about to do something I feel really naughty about. Are we ready?
Go, Colts!
All right.
Let's go.
Here we go. Yo. Sorry for what I'm about to do. Yo. Thursday night football, the Colts versus the Texans. Every time I'm on the mic, I always be flexing. Jacoby Brissett's in, so you know we gotta win. Betting against the Colts, man, you better think again. AFC South, yeah, we on top, that's a straight fact. Deshaun Watson, he's running around, about to get sacked. Lenny Breed, don't step to me, you don't stand a chance. I'm in the end zone with the O-line doing a touchdown dance. Tapping the keg, I've just begun. Oh boy, this is fun. 50-yard bombs from Vinatieri. Without Watt, your team ain't scary. Marlon Mack, he's on the attack. No way that you can hold him back. T.Y. Hilton's running a route. Gonna score a touchdown, no doubt. Dropping boomsticks, call me Pat McAfee. Lenny Bree on the mic, that's a catastrophe.
No.
Judges, both you guys, fire.
I feel so bad about that one. I'm sorry, Houston. I love you.
You got to take it to the judges.
I like you, too. You're really good at raps, just not freestyle.
I have three things I want to say. Can I be a judge?
Yes, go ahead. Live the web, girl. Okay. Judge number one. We'll get to the phones in 1 second.
T.Y. Hilton is traveling to Houston, but he's not playing.
Ooh.
Also, Vinatieri, we can't always count on his kicks.
Liv, you're
going
to
get...
Joe's not even spitting facts in his bars.
I'm trying to make it equal, okay? We're all in Indy, and Lenny's the only one repping Houston. Vinatieri
is awesome.
I'm just trying to make it equal. Also, the...
Mac is injured, right?
What?
Isn't Mac injured?
No, I don't think so. But the keg stand celebration, that touchdown ended up getting called back.
Ooh.
Liv, you honestly, I don't wish diarrhea upon people often.
Yeah.
I hope you get some really hardcore
cheese
and milk.
It did go viral, though. Just saying.
It did. I'm just trying to make it a little bit equal, okay?
I have to, for the accounting department, I have to confirm and deny some of those. All right, listen. Lenny Bree, way to go, dude. I was pretty awesome, too. Probably better. But let's go to the judges, and we'll see. And I want independent people. Just because you're in Indy or Houston, I want you to be honest, and I want you to say who really did better, okay? Let's go to Mallory this morning in Indy. Mallory, what do you think of the football freestyle?
I think both of you did really, really well. I was for Houston, but then you guys, you rapped against them. I love you both. You both did great.
Who won the battle?
Oh, crap. the other guy.
Lenny! Yeah!
Okay, one for Lenny Bree.
I gotta give it to him.
All right, Lenny Bree, there we go. Let's go to, let's see, Christopher. Christopher is also an indie. Hey, what's up, Christopher?
I think they both did good, but I think Lenny should win.
Oh. Come on, baby!
Dang,
I love you!
Two for Lenny Bree.
I just want to throw it out there that two people from Indy have voted against me and my Colts rap.
Whoa. Let's go to the third.
All right. Let's go to Angie. Angie, you're listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Who do you think won the football freestyle between Lenny Bree and Joe Pesh?
You know what? I'm going to have to say that they were both very, very, very good, but I'm going to have to go with Lenny.
Oh. Woo! My heart is beating out of my chest right now.
I think
the underdog.
I think Lenny has won. I mean, I can go to a few more calls, but three calls in a row saying that he is the victor this morning. Wow. Okay, let's go to Courtney this morning. Hey, Courtney, you're listening on in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you think?
I'm gonna have to go with Lenny.
What? Yeah! Joe, you know what I think it is? You're too apologetic. You needed to just stand your ground. You need to be like, oh, I don't know how to eat feeding. That's not, you got to come in with a different vibe than that.
And Marlon Mack is missing the game tonight. He's injured.
Is he?
You dummies. It's a freestyle. Dang. It doesn't have to be factual.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Hey, I was going to say I was going to vote for you, Joe.
No. You and Team Liv can go both get diarrhea. Gosh.
Listen,
I
Joe.
I got to support my man Lenny.
I want to do one more Houston caller, Lenny.
We need
get
a
to
vote
you.
For Joe.
No,
because Joe, you were awesome. Yes.
Gonzo, you're in Houston this morning.
Gonzo, come on.
I like y'all both. Lenny, you're my boy and all, but I felt Joe was better.
One for Joe.
I got to be honest. Thank you. This is why I'm really into dictatorships, because I feel like sometimes people, just because they have a vote, don't know what they're voting for.
You guys both did a great job.
Now that I won the freestyle battle, can I shave my head and run the show?
Oh!
Sure, Lenny. Here's your chance. What I want you to do right now is pause 10 seconds for station identification. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call- Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm not trying to hate on Pork Chop. I really think that I'm a little jealous. But I think Pork Chop, somehow, some way, and I don't know how it is, I think this is a scam and it's not good news for you, even though you think it's the best thing ever that's happening.
Yeah, break it down, because yesterday we were talking and then he took a call and he went out to the hall, but we could still hear it.
So I feel like I'm pretty good at recognizing scam phone numbers. Like, you can just look at them and tell they look kind of fishy. Well, I lived in Central Michigan for 3 years, and I got a phone call yesterday from a Central Michigan phone number. So I'm like, okay, legit, I'll answer it. So I went and answered it, and they're like, hello, is this blah, 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 we'll say Pork Chop. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, hey, we're just calling to verify your information because you entered to win something in a box at a mall a year ago. And I was like, okay, hold on. So I asked you guys, what do you think, scam or not? And you're all like, no, don't do it. And she's like, well, sir, I'm not asking you for your information. She was like, you submitted it to us, so I'm just confirming it's you because you're a finalist to win a car. So I'm like, okay. So she asks me 4 questions. She said, is your last name blah, blah, blah? And I was like, yep, that's my last name. Then she says, is your date of birth this? Is this your zip code? And I'm like, yes. And then she said, did you check mark that you don't have an RV or an RV or whatever, or a trailer? And I said, right. And then she said, okay, that's it. We'll be calling you back. So am I scammed or am I not scammed?
Did you first of all enter to win this car?
Yeah, like a year ago. Over a year ago.
I just feel like that's way too long for a contest to happen that you would be there. Now, did you win it then?
Well, I mean, they didn't call me back yet.
But when you talked to them the other day, did they say, hey, congratulations, you won, we'll get more information?
She said, you're a finalist, and we'll be calling you back.
That makes no sense. You're saying they have initial drawing, then they narrow it down to finalists, then they have a winner?
I mean, it makes sense. If it's been over a year, you can't just pick one person, because what if they don't have the same phone number?
833-563-2539. Like, listen, I really, especially a car like that would be a divine intervention for you to get a new one, because yours has over 300,000 miles.
Right.
But I just feel like, dude, they're going to ask, like, hey, all we need now is just your social security to verify this.
Obviously.
And then, like, you're going to have your limited identity that you do have gone.
Yeah, I mean, really the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, most
it's
likely it is. I mean, I've won several trips, like when I used to sign up for these things, like to Disney World and blah blah blah, but really it's a marketing gimmick to get your information.
But they already had my information. All I did was confirm very basic things.
I mean, did you read the fine print? Because it'll be like, semifinalists will be contacted, and then they're going to keep contacting you with follow-up. And then,
I mean, this was a year ago, no.
I mean, I hope you win the car. It would be amazing.
Jennifer's on Joe McKenzie. Do you think this is a scam, or are we just being haters?
Actually, I've seen many cases where they'll call you to ask you these questions, and then they'll record you saying yes. So when they do, like, automated phone payments and stuff like that, or they use your credit card all over the phone, they'll use your recording saying yes. It is, like, you're agreeing to certain things.
Chops, did you say yes to any of their questions?
I don't remember.
Well, he verified, like, his information to them. Like, yes, that's my name. Yes, that's my phone number. Blah,
oh,
blah,
Jennifer.
Blah.
See, now Jennifer's scaring me even more. 833-563-2539. Is Pork Chop being scammed here, or do we just not know what we're talking about? Because I really want you to get a new car, but maybe, like, through an endorsement or something?
Yeah, I just think the information from these forms is collected in a database.
We'll take your calls next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We think Pork Chop is getting scammed. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and he got a call yesterday, had to step out of here. It's like, well, okay, we're kind of busy, Pork Chop, but if you need to take the call, go ahead. And once again, Pork Chop, it was them calling you from a mall in Michigan when you used to live up there. You entered for a car contest to win a car, and they said you were a finalist?
Yes, and they said all I have to do is just confirm some information that I already gave them.
No.
Okay.
I feel like this is definitely a scam, and they just are generating a free mailing / contact list.
Alyssa, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think is going on here? Is this going to be Pork Chop's chance to get a new car, or is this kind of scamming him?
Yeah, I don't think Pork Chop's getting a new car. So I actually deal with fraud all day, and typically in a scenario like this, what they're doing is calling and getting some information, like kind of phishing. And they call back as well to try and gather as much info as they can. And then eventually they use that to gain access into things like banking accounts and that type of thing. So I'm not saying 100% that's what this is, but it sounds very much like that type of scenario.
Now Pork Chop told us off the air, too. I don't know why he didn't say it on air. He said he asked them, is this a scam? And they said no. So does that mean it's not a scam?
Oh, well, hey, if they said no, then by all means.
So am I, like, am I screwed? Am I going to get, like, frauded? Or or what?
I just think since there has been a year, most likely somebody gained access to those entries somehow. So that's how they have that information. And then they're just fishing, trying to get more of your information so they can utilize it. So, these things pop up all day, every day.
So do I report the phone number, or what can I do? Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, I would. Have you Googled that phone number? Because usually it's already going to be reported.
I did, and there was, like, nothing on it.
Yeah, I would report that number then.
Hey, Alyssa, thank you for calling in this morning. It's too late for Pork Chop, but maybe somebody else will realize that that new car, it's too good to be true.
Aww.
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Grammy nominations are in. Plus, you won't believe who wants to run for president.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's tea time, and we are kicking things off with the 62nd annual Grammy Award nominations. The Queen, Lizzo, leads the pack of nominated artists with 8 nominations, including nods and the 4 biggies: Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Following close behind, Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X, each receiving 6 nominations. This is going to be so much fun to watch. Also, 5 for Ariana Grande, who earned her first Album of the Year nod for Thank You Next.
Really? That's her first one?
For the Album of the Year.
Oh, so, wow. I'm surprised to hear that. Okay, cool. Good for her.
Cool. Yeah, the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards will go down January 26th of 2020 with Miss Alicia Keys hosting.
She's a good host, too.
Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. I love her so much. All right. So the Joe Bros were freaking out when they found out that they received a nomination.
Popular group, guys. Congrats.
What?
Yeah! Woohoo! It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sucker.
Come on, freak out more than that. It's like golf claps. Like.
Yes, honey. So I'll definitely tune in for that. Dolly Parton, she's got a few Grammy Awards under her belt. She's talking about when she recorded 9 to 5, one of her main instruments, her fingernails.
When I actually wrote the song, I used my acrylic nails on the set when I was writing it. I did, because they make noise and it sounded like a typewriter to me. And can you hear here? I can play it in one of these.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
I've never heard anyone play their nails
and
before.
And I actually played it.
I'm just in kind of shock.
I played it on the actual record, and it says Nails by Dolly on the album.
Holy crap. Are you serious?
Those are her nails.
I never knew that. I'm thinking of the beat right now. Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Yep, 9 to 5, go listen to it. You'll listen to it differently from here on
out,
I swear. You might listen to Akon differently from here on out because he wants to run for president.
I got really this close to running for president for 2020. But then I thought about it. I said, well, if I run now, I will never be able to do music again freely. So before I say goodbye to music, I got to just come back into the game. Because once you go to office, ain't no coming back. I realized that, so I said, okay, let me put the brakes on that and get focused back on the music. But I guarantee you, once I'm done with this, that's something I'm definitely going to attempt to do before I retire.
Wow, Akon, dream big.
Now I'm wondering, Porkchop, you're a big Akon fan, and you know, he's like, convict music. Is Akon a convict? Like, did he get in trouble? Do we know that? Because certain things you do, you can't actually, like, run for president, I think, if you do certain crimes.
I think that's just the brand name.
Okay, it's like, convict music. I've never had a misdemeanor.
What if he and Kanye run against each other? I vote Oprah all the way. I want Oprah to be president.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a big socialism fan, but if she wants to give me free stuff, I'll take it.
You get a car.
All right, that is Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up next, Thanksgiving, guys, 1 week away. Are you ready?
That is blowing my mind.
Okay, is anybody hosting Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, well then you don't have to worry about this, but it's something you should think about. If you're going to be going to other people's places, is it okay to ask people to maybe chip in a few bucks to help out for the Thanksgiving meal?
What?
Okay, hang on. It sounds like we're kind of all against that, but I'll explain. It's expensive to host Thanksgiving. 833-563-2539. That's coming up next here. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Thanksgiving. 1 in 3 Americans will host it this year, so a third of us. And it's going to cost on average about $300, $310 between food and maybe plates and decor. And that's like the average. Some are going to be way less. Some are going to be way, way more. But let's say $300. They said it's about $31 per guest when you break down the cost there. That's how much it costs each person. It sounds like we're going to a wedding all of a sudden for that. And 3 in 10 hosts say that hosting actually puts a financial strain on them, and about 27% say that they had to use a credit card or a loan. I don't know who's taking out a loan, but maybe they had to borrow the money to cover the cost. Now, despite this, 64% of people, so about 6 out of 10, say that they won't receive any offers from guests to help chip in. So I know it might seem a little cheesy. At least that's the reaction I was getting from everybody when I kind of brought this up. But to be fair, it does cost a lot to entertain for the holidays. And obviously, if you want to, maybe you know that cost comes with entertaining. But maybe you're the person that has to step up in your situation. I don't know if that makes it different. But do you guys think, as a guest visiting somebody, if you're not hosting, I don't think I ever have, but should you chip in?
I think the thing to do is, what can I help out with? What can I bring? So maybe you bring the booze, maybe you bring wine, maybe you bring the sides, maybe you do the dessert. I just think asking for money is tacky.
So if, for example, I was doing Thanksgiving and you were coming, Mackenzie, with Lulu, your daughter.
Right.
I was like, hey, can you just Venmo me like $50? That would be cheesy.
See, I think that's tacky.
Okay.
Rather, would like, hey, you know, maybe somebody's doing sides, somebody's doing dessert, someone's bringing booze, you know, and I would bring the equivalent even more so in booze or wine.
You really like booze?
Well, that's expensive is what I'm saying.
No,
that's
no,
probably
I get
of
that.
All the things that'd be the most expensive. So yeah. I would help out in that. But I just think asking people to Venmo you, and you, here's the thing, if you invited them, that's on you and you're the host.
Okay. And I don't think you're totally wrong with that, but I don't know. I feel like things are changing. Back in the day, I think it would have been absurd. Like, excuse me, you think like asking for money, that's just tacky. But nowadays, like, is that kind of the new norm? Like, what do you do in your family when this happens? 833-563-2539. Chops, what do you think?
I feel like my presence is payment enough.
Okay. Ooh, sometimes I regret
Chops.
Going to you.
No, I mean, I've never been asked to like give someone money to go over for Thanksgiving. And if I was asked, you know what I'd probably say? I'd probably be like, oh, you know what? I think I have to work at this steakhouse that day or something.
Pass.
I wouldn't, yeah.
You wouldn't go if somebody asked you?
No.
Even though you're eating all that food, which would cost money anyways?
I mean, I don't think you should be hosting Thanksgiving if you can't afford it.
Well, I think, too, for some families, though, I think sometimes they just need the person that has like the biggest open space, or they need to. They might not want to, but they're kind of like
by default
pressured into it, or they like have to.
Okay. 833-563-2539. I really want to see if people actually are doing this now, or if it's kind of like Mackenzie said, just bring an item.
Yeah, I would just bring an item. I can see, though, like younger people, like a younger generation, like doing a Friendsgiving and then asking for that.
Yeah.
However, I still think that's tacky, but I'm just saying I could see that happening more.
Yeah, so like if I have, my friend had a Friendsgiving like 2 years ago when we were all in college, and she was like, hey, I'm just going to buy all of the things and make it because my kitchen is obviously the biggest. I just asked you guys to chip in like $10 for all the wine. And like, we were in college. It was like very like low-key, relaxed. Like, we like don't care about hosting etiquette. It was like our best friends. We're like, yeah, like we'll help you out, girl.
All right, cool.
That's different though.
833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Is it time? Oh boy. Bit my tongue. Hold on a second. I need a Band-Aid.
Oh, you just bit your tongue?
Oh, God, it hurts. Yeah. Is it tacky to ask for some help with the turkey? That's what I was trying to say. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and they're saying now that it costs about $31 per person for the Thanksgiving meal. It's like planning out a wedding around here. Is it tacky to ask for people to maybe chip in a little bit to the host financially? Mackenzie says that for like money, yeah, but like saying, hey, can you bring a side, or Mackenzie, can you bring the beer or the wine? That's not tacky.
Right. I would just, yeah, just chip in and bring something to contribute. I always bring like, of course, like a little host or hostess gift.
Yeah, that's dope. I like that. Let's go to Natalie this morning. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning. I want to say, asking for something to be brought to the party is not tacky at all. And I personally think that
if you're invited to a party or a gathering, you should still bring something there as a appreciation or courtesy type thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my famous baked ziti. I'm bringing that to my boyfriend's mom's house.
Ooh, your famous baked ziti.
Not to hate, what made it famous? Like Guinness or how did it qualify as famous?
You know, it's just the New Jersey Italian recipe.
Made with love.
Yeah.
And cat litter. No, it's kidding. Ooh.
That's good. The secret ingredient.
Emily. Gosh, there's a frog in my throat. Sorry. Emily, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I am actually hosting Thanksgiving this year for the first time. We just bought a new house and we have the most space, kind of what you guys were talking about earlier. And I requested, between $5 and $10 from my family. I mean, I'm going to be hosting for almost 40 people. It's going to be like 36 people that are going to be in my house. And I don't typically cook for that many people. So I requested money. I don't expect everybody to give money. But we usually would try to do a pitch-in, and I live out a little farther away. One year we did a pitch-in, and somebody showed up 3 hours late, so I just figured it was probably easiest for me to cook everything myself ahead of time.
Is the person that was late, did they have, like, the key thing for the
turkey?
Meal?
Like, yeah, no. With green beans.
Like, the green beans!
You can't have Thanksgiving without green beans.
Dang it!
Wow.
So, I feel like expecting everybody to actually remember to bring what they're supposed to, if you do a pitch-in, isn't always the most ideal situation. So I'm just cooking everything this year on my own. I'm paying for it all up front, obviously. And then if people chip in, they chip in. If not, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it would be nice if they did.
I take the hint that nobody thinks I can cook because I'm always in charge of the salad. So that's all. Or I can bake. I cannot cook to save my life.
Emily, you should set out a tip jar and see if you get anything.
Tips, yeah.
If I find
right, you put it right in the middle of the island. We'll see what happens.
And if I find a hair in my food, I want my money back.
Well, then I guess I'll have to wear my beard little cover thing. Emily, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Alex real quick. Alex, what did you want to say?
I would have to say if you're doing like a pitch-in or a Friendsgiving, asking them to bring a side or a dessert or whatnot is great. I know, like, today, specifically, since everybody's going out of town next week for Thanksgiving, my work's actually doing a Friendsgiving, so.
See, I like that idea, Alex, and thank you for the call, but no offense, I don't trust McKenzie to get liver or pork chop. Like, I don't want to eat anything they're bringing into work unless it's McKenzie with liquor or a can
hey,
of beer.
I bring good stuff.
Okay, that's why you're on salad duty. We'll wrap it up with Camilla this morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about this whole Thanksgiving? Who needs to pay? Do you need to make an offer? What do you think?
Well, I do think that it would be great. Personally, I offer, even if no one asks. But my grandma usually just says, hey, bring whatever you like to cook. I personally think that is risky. She doesn't. So at that point, this year, she's retired and everything, but her house is too small for our whole family. So she actually rented the only venue we could find, and it was $500. And it's not really good for a retired old lady salary. So she just came up with this idea to ask us for $20. If we can, that's great. If not, fine. But it would be great to help her.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense if you're renting a whole venue, I think. I just meant, like, if my mom was like, see you Thursday, bring $20. I'd be like, huh?
Yeah, it's
funny. You know what I mean? Mackenzie's mom, Kiki's got like a bouncer at the door, like, do I have to pay the cover?
And my mom would never. She's so into etiquette. I mean, she could teach like cotillion.
Well, I'll talk to Kiki. She might change her etiquette rule once she sees the profit we can make.
Oh, she would do a number. She'd have to have months with you, Joe.
All right. Well, hey, if she's available, let's connect. Hey, thank you for chiming in. Take it to Twitter if you have any thoughts on this. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Dummy of the Day is coming up next, and this couple caught doing something at an open house. No, it was not me and my wife, Lindsay. We'll talk about that next.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I appreciate it when you send us stories or things you think might be good for us to talk about on the show. And this happens to be one of them for the dummy of the day. And no, this is not my wife, Lindsay, or I. Because if you don't know, my wife, Lindsay, loves ice cream. She eats it all the time. And I don't know how she doesn't have diabetes.
What's her favorite flavor?
Oh, gosh. I think she likes mint chocolate chip, which is gross, but she likes all kinds
of
stuff.
I like that. That's a classic.
Ew, way to ruin chocolate chip ice cream by trying to make your breath smell better.
Minty.
A couple, not me and my wife, Lindsay, were caught on camera stealing ice cream from an open house in California.
That's awesome.
The couple is seen taking the ice cream from the homeowner's garage freezer during the open house earlier this month. So out of all the items to be stolen, ice cream's not a huge thing. I'd rather have you take my ice cream than my jewelry. But
yes.
Come on, what are you doing? The realtor posted images of the ice cream bandits to social media, and I guess local people recognized the couple from attending other open houses.
Oh, they're going house to house.
Yes, and one of the agents says those two likely stole something from one of their clients' house as well.
Mm.
Very, very interesting. But just to confirm, my wife Lindsay and I, we want to clear our name. We are not the ice cream bandits, and we are not in California.
It's a cookie dough heist.
Mm-hmm. That is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Hey, good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Holy cow. Can you guys believe that time is just flying?
And then, I mean, really, we're just a month and a few days from Christmas and all the holidays. It's going to be 2020 before we know it.
Love it. Hey, we're so glad you're here with us. If you want to check out anything you might have missed today on the show, always go to joemckenzie.com. But don't worry, we still got some more fun for you. Hey, when's the last time you guys filled out a resume? Like, can you think about that? When's the last time you had to update your resume?
A year and a month ago. So that's when I got my job here.
I always update mine, like, every couple of months. You never know when you're going to need it.
Really? You do?
Yeah. I try to, like, keep on top of
mine. I mean, that's smart to do, but I'm always like, oh, okay, I need to get out of this job. I guess I have to update it. And I'm like, what have I done the past time at this current employer?
I think the biggest pain is you have a resume. Well, in my circumstance, I have, like, a TV reel. I have a radio air check. Then I have I have a bunch of different things. But then you also always have to go online and apply through whoever's system. So you already have your resume, and then you have to do it again in their system. It's just very lengthy. It's a time commitment.
And it's so formal. It's supposed to be done so properly. And I'm afraid, like, oh, my resume looks so bad. They can see that I don't understand basic grammatical things. They're not going to hire me. Even though I work in radio, you'd think I'd be able to write well, but I cannot do that as
well. My mom was actually asking Kiki last night if you guys went to college.
No, I went to high school, barely graduated, and then I went to a trade school for radio. I actually won a scholarship. It was like a year and a half. I got to go to this broadcasting school.
Oh, cool.
So no college for me.
Yeah, I have a BA in media and film.
Oh, nice. Okay. And I know Liv went to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Went to the University of Louisville. It was a DZ.
What did you go for?
Me? Well, I initially went for finance, and then I changed to marketing, and then I just changed to general business, and then I changed to comm, and then I just stuck with comm.
And then it's comm. Well, I went to Indiana University down in Bloomington. I studied broadcast journalism.
All right. Well, it looks like you guys all put those degrees to use.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. Okay. Well, here's something I found interesting, and I kind of want you to think about it and let us know at 833-563-2539 what you would put on there. They're saying, yeah, put that on your resume, including non-traditional experience. They're saying maybe you were a head cheerleader or you were a stand-up comedian. Put that on there, because on resumes for professional profiles, that's a good spot too. They're saying that they want you to see what you can do. For example, I brought up poker. If you are a poker champ, that may intrigue employers that work in finance. Applicants should be cautious, though, about going too far outside the box. Some recruiters or managers may not look at that way, but that's a good idea. If you're good at something, like, how can that transfer over to something else? I mean, if you guys were to update your resume, not saying you have to, but you guys might want to update your resumes. like, what would you put on there, Mackenzie? Something outside the box besides, obviously, like, you know, I have a communications degree on this. Like, because you have a personality out there, like, it's outgoing. What would you put on it?
Oh, geez. I feel like I put my mine is jam-packed. I already have lots of fun things that I put on there. I think what now, like, now it's really key to hit home. I put, like, my social media. I'm very social media savvy. I enjoy like building brands, building my own personal brand, obviously, and companies are looking for that. So in addition to, like, all the things I do, television, radio, spokesmodel work, all those things, I really hit home on, like, social media stuff just because I visually can make things look great and stimulating.
You can even, like, get a degree in social media. Like, there's like degrees now in just social media.
Yeah, well, social media directors, people, that's just like just their job.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like we're social media directors without the title or the pay.
Right.
Every time running like 20 accounts here. Pork Chop, what about you, man? What do you think is kind of a skill that we could put on the resume for you outside the box?
You have really many good at, skills. He good, has many things.
Very good at sliding into DMs. How do we transfer that?
Oh, yeah. No, are you talking about, wait, like real things?
Like, there's no, they're saying
like, not like Microsoft Word. Oh, we're okay. Talking about like not like past jobs. We're talking about like interesting skills. Like I was a cheerleader, or I like know how to do almost every type of dance. I don't know. Just something
and finding a way
random.
To translate that to like, well, that would mean I'd be good at the job,
right,
because
so
I can do this.
Say that like I was applying for a creative job. Maybe I would put that about dance because it shows that like I'm a creative, because dancing is like a creative outlet as well.
I'm always so bad at this. I'm good at playing video games.
Okay, let's work
that
with
you
that.
Have good focus,
right?
If you're going for like a tech job,
you have good hand skills, hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, I'm good at answering phones.
You are phenomenal at customer service.
All right, hold on a second. Stop it. I don't know if this is intern Chloe calling in, is somebody else or not, but Hannah, is this really Hannah or is this intern Chloe?
This is Hannah.
Okay, Hannah, I wonder if intern Chloe has the same skill set as you. What would you put on your resume?
Well, actually, I saw somewhere you can put Dungeons and Dragons on your resume. Like, you've got problem solving, creative problem solving, and working as a team, and like, you know, long-term commitments if you've got, you know, a long campaign or something going. Like, it's amazing what you can put on resumes if you word it creatively.
Hannah, you sound like intern Chloe to me right now. Like, it sounds like you're like sisters. Hannah, do you have a twin named Chloe?
No, I don't.
Cousin? You would love Chloe Money. She's amazing.
Okay.
Chloe, you can put Dungeons and Dragons on your resume. That's so exciting.
I'm pretty sure that's what got her hired here.
But I mean, that would be a good conversation piece, nonetheless.
But, and also just critical thinking. Critical thinking is so important. And obviously in Dungeons and Dragons, you play those long, long, long games. You have to be able to be quick on your feet while making decisions and be able to really think through some problems.
It would just be dependent upon what job you're applying. Because obviously some place, like, you know, some places that would be
I've got
not
one.
Applicable.
Okay, what do you have, Chops?
Drinking beer, playing darts, and Family Feud.
Yes, honey. What job
are
you applying
for? Barstool?
Yes.
That'd be good.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your attention. It is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. That's all I really
it's
got.
It's like super dramatic. But hey, I do have breaking news. Tomorrow's Friday!
Yeah!
We're so close! Yeah!
Woo. All right, that's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe McKenzie on Radio Now 100.9. What am I doing today? I'm going to pack it up. I got to pack all my crap up. We're getting movers at our house tomorrow afternoon. So I have to get everything boxed up that they need to move. I got to get the... I don't even know what I have to do, guys. I'm overwhelmed. I just want to take a nap.
Natural. You just have to take it like one room at a time, like one dresser at a time. Like
when you're doing
it.
Dishes, let me ask you real quick. Like, do you need to wrap like a full piece of newspaper around one dish, or how do you do that? Like to pack that in glass?
I would do one. I used bubble wrap when I did my recent move. You can go to Home Depot and literally buy a huge thing of bubble wrap, and it's so cheap. So I use that for all of my really like glassware, everything like that, my pictures. But I think you just depends on the size. So like if you have two small cups, you can probably use like one sheet for those two cups.
So two cups, one sheet. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate that.
You got this.
I think I saw that online. Mackenzie, what's your day looking like?
I'm going to go to Eat the Frog Fitness and get a great workout in. And then I have to pick up my little girl, Lucy. And she loves to cook. It's so cute. So we're going to sign up for a cooking class. What we're going to do together.
That
I think
sounds
it'll be fun.
Awesome. So fun.
Yeah, the place is really cute. It's called Sprouts. It's up in Carmel. So we're going to go do that and then have a fun little dinner together, do homework, all the things. Chops, what about you?
I am actually going to do some cooking tonight, too. My boyfriend and I are going to make brownies.
Yum.
Baked brownies.
And then pot in them.
Brownies.
They're going to be weed brownies.
Nope, regular eggs and brownie mix.
I had two coworkers that one made those kind of brownies and brought them in and didn't tell the other one. And
he ate
a ton of them.
What?
It was so wild.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's crazy.
And then after that, I've got Family Feud trivia tonight up in Fishers at the Britain Tavern, baby. Oh, and we get to watch the Colts game. It's going to be so much fun.
Do you remember one trivia question from the past that you were like, yes, that was like the best question that you dominated?
Oh,
like a
gosh.
Shining moment of all these trivias you've been to?
They've been doing really bad lately, so I don't think they've gotten many right.
I don't know. I'll have to think of one.
I've never been to trivia. I just wanted a taste.
It's fun.
You can't handle a taste. Okay. And Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
I have my second shot, but I also have something super exciting. Me and my friend ordered something online matching, and I'm so excited because she just texted me and told me that they're in. Ooh. And I cannot wait to open it up and to try it on. I've been waiting for weeks.
What is it? You got to tell us.
Well, you'll just have to wait and see. I'll post about it on our Instagram at Joe and McKenzie. And it might not be a big deal to other people, but I am truly ecstatic about it.
I've already started planning like our matching holiday pajamas. Ooh. They're gonna be so fun.
Oh, like you and Lulu?
Yeah.
I love matching. Girl. It's so much fun. So yeah, I'm super excited about that.
All right. Well, hey, that sounds amazing. We can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and make some room for Jules, I believe, or whoever's coming up next. I don't know.
Jules?
Is she? Okay. Yep. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. Is she on vacation?
Well, I don't know if she goes on vacation today or when. Listen, somebody's going to come and talk after we're done talking, and they're going to play music, and they'll play commercials to keep us employed. You know, that's how radio works. So for that being said, myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, that'll be brought up in our meeting. Intern Chloe and everybody else,
yeah!
Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.